Leon, welcome to New England. I was wondering if you could sort of talk through the appeal of picking the Patriots versus other teams that you may have talked to since you've become a free agent.
Well, obviously, you know, Tampa was interested and Detroit was interested a little bit. But when you get an opportunity, you know, to play for a coach like Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, just looking at the history, the way those guys perform on the football field and the way they carry the organization, it's something that as a leader of myself, I want to be a part of. You know, something that could push me and make me a better person and a football player. So when I became a free agent, that's one thing I want to look at, to go into an organization that believed in winning, who wanted to win the Super Bowl, that was everything, and did things the right way. So when I did have an opportunity to go to New England, you know, I jumped right on it because it could be a perfect fit when it comes down to being a football player.
So I'm just curious, that kick returning is something of a younger man's game, and I'm just curious of how you've been able to excel at it at your age and after this many years in the league.
Man, 30 is the new 20. I'm a young man. You know what I mean? 30 is the new 20, but, you know, in all seriousness, it is something, when it comes to the kick return game, I take it very seriously because I understand, you know, how important it can make an impact on the game. If you just think about it, usually the kick returner is the first person to touch the ball in the beginning of the game or at halftime or after when the opposing team score a field goal or a touchdown. So you have an opportunity to instantly change the momentum of the game. So as a, you know, young football player in high school, I knew that and I understood that. So whenever I had an opportunity to return kicks, I took it seriously from little league football to high school and college. Then I got to National Football League, just the natural running skills being a running back actually gave me an advantage in the kick return game. So, and having some great kick return coaches, special team coaches throughout my career, Mike Westhoff, Brian Snyder, now Coach O'Brien, having an opportunity to play for him, you could definitely make my game better also. But just the attitude of going out there and wanting to be the best football player at whatever I do kind of gave me an advantage for me to excel at the kick return game.
Leon, just you know, on the kickoff returning duties, you know, when you were choosing between the teams, you mentioned Tampa and Detroit, you know, are you surveying, is that one of the things that you're surveying? Hey, the Patriots, you know, last year they averaged just 21.2 yards per return. You're up at 29 personally. Are you looking at this as an opportunity to step into a role where maybe the team needed to beef up this offseason?
Well, yeah, you hit it right on the head. It's an opportunity to help this team out and win football games by returning kicks. The one thing I did know about New England is that, you know, talking to Coach Bill Belichick and talking to Coach O'Brien, they take special teams extremely serious. They feel like that when you play special teams in the return game and the coverage part of it, you can actually win a football game by doing it well. So by playing against those guys in the AFC East early on in my career when I was with the Jets, I had tremendous respect for guys like Larry Izzo, you know, Kevin Falk, watching Wes Welker return kicks and stuff like that. I had tremendous respect for those guys, so I knew how seriously they took special teams. So that was one of the things that helped me make my decision, you know, more easier because I knew New England took special teams seriously.
You've obviously become familiar with the Patriots in being in the division for several years. Any memories of playing inside of Gillette Stadium or against the Patriots that stand out, and maybe even during your time in Seattle?
I mean, one vivid one would be, you know, when Brett Favre and company, we came in there in that overtime game against Matt Castle, we pulled it out. That was a vivid memory, you know, having a good game. I think I actually returned a kickoff return to the house that game. That was pretty special. Then, you know, joking around with Coach Bill Belichick yesterday, you know, he was like, man, whenever we played you guys with the Jets, I used to be like Lee Thomas Jones on the field. So that was pretty funny. So, you know, memories like that at Gillette Stadium. You know, so now, you know, I have an opportunity to go out there and help this team win, be on the same side.
We'll go back to Rich Garvin.
Leo, as far as your running back skill set, I know you didn't see a lot of action last year, but you've been productive in the past, and where do you kind of consider your game to be at this point in that regard?
You know, I don't have the pounding on my body. I feel great. I feel healthy. Obviously, like you said, haven't carried the ball much out of the backfield the last few years, so when it comes to that, that's what I definitely want to do. I'm a running back at heart, so that's something I want to do. But at the end of the day, it's about team football. It's all about the team, and I know the way Patriots do things around here, it's all about the team. Because if you play as a team, you actually win as a team. So when I come in, my role is going to come in and help the team out any way I can, whether it's returning kicks, returning punts. And shoot, I don't cover kicks before my career, so or even caring about the backfield or catching the ball at the backfield. So whatever my role may be with this team, I'm going to do my best and do the best job at it.
All right. Thank you, Leon.
All good. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.